In Little Rock, Arkansas today, under a driving rain and in front of a crowd of thousands, former President Bill Clinton dedicated his presidential library. The 42nd President of the United States was joined by George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter, who each made remarks. The ceremony included music from the Air Force Concert Band and from Bono, and comments from Hillary Rodham Clinton. President Clinton addressed the crowd for almost 20 minutes, citing a litany of domestic public policies his administration promoted, and turned to his record overseas.
The record is all in there. What we did at home, what we did abroad. I thank Bono for singing about Northern Ireland and to President Bush for mentioning the Balkans. There were many other places we tried to help. But the record is there. Even where we fell short, we pushed forward. And what I want to say is, if you think of the biggest disappointment around the world to me, I tried so hard for peace in the Middle East. I thank Shimon Peres and the children of Yitzhak Rabin and Ehud Barak for being here today, and the current foreign minister of Israel for being here today. I did all I could. But when we had 7 years of progress toward peace, there was one whole year when, for the first time in the history of the State of Israel, not one person died of a terrorist attack. When the Palestinians began to believe they could have a shared future. And so, Mr.